Let's play a brand new edition of the popular game Posted and Toasted.
It's time for
Posted and Toasted.
I'm going to read the old tweets of our fellow FAN coworkers and see if Tiki can guess them. Are you ready?
Yep, let's go.
December 3rd, 2013. 2013. Dude. Seattle seems like it's in another country, like Canada or something. Is that Sean Morash, Al Dukes, Evan Roberts, or Tommy Lugauer?
I'm going to say that's a Tommy Lugauer special.
You're wrong.
Dang it. Al?
Malachi Corley.
That's right, Al Dukes. And he's kind of right about that. I've only been to Seattle once, and once you're there,
why does it feel like it's in another country?
Because it's so far away, and it's so north, and it's so west. It just feels like Canada.
It's actually beautiful.
I'm not saying it isn't.
The Seahawks facility is like right on this lake. Mm-hmm. It is so amazing.
Can I ask you?
I don't know how they focus on football. Because I would just be standing out there like, you know what? Let me have a cup of tea. Get some crumpets. I'm just going to sit here on this rocking chair and look out over this beautiful lake.
I'm going to tell you two cities.
The mountains in the background.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Snow capped. It's just a football facility.
Yeah. I'm going to give you two cities. Spot the difference. Seattle and Toronto. They're basically the same thing. Don't they both have the Space Needle?
They do.
I mean, it's the same thing. Of course.
One's East Coast, one's West Coast.
No, forget the geography of it. It's the same.
No, I feel like...
Like, once you're there, it's
Toronto
like, oh, what's the difference?
Toronto is more city.
Okay.
It feels like it's more city.
As an American,
yeah.
Okay, you are the new president of the United States, and we have the power to trade cities with other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade Seattle for Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would.
No.
I'd make that trade.
No.
You would not make that trade?
No.
Really?
Yeah, there's too much... Nature and wildlife in Seattle.
I mean, Toronto's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's
we
just
get the Raptors.
Disconnected from the world and still being the contiguous United States.
Right. I'm just saying, I would make that trade. And I've been to both cities. They're both fine. I would trade Seattle for Toronto.
The guy that's running the government is an idiot.
No more non-contiguous United States.
All right, here's post number two. This is from May 2nd, 2021. I don't do hot takes. That's a stupid phrase that makes no sense. Is that person Sean Morash, Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, or Greg Gianelli?
Oh, it's BT.
You're wrong.
How is that not BT?
It is not BT. BT has not said, I don't do hot takes. That's okay, a stupid phrase that makes no sense.
Sal.
The NL East is over.
That is Sal Licata.
I know it was one of them.
That's a great line. I don't do hot takes. That's a stupid phrase that makes no sense. All right. You ready for another one?
Where does that come from? He's right, though.
What is he right about?
Hot takes are a stupid phrase that make no sense.
It is a stupid phrase. Like, hot takes are just an opinion that you can argue with.
Well, no, not necessarily. Because it's been replaced by, hot takes has been replaced by, like, an arsonist. Like, you do something just to inflame somebody else.
Mm.
Okay. Right, like engagement farming is more modern
100%.
Now, here's what's funny about this. There are people out there that will hear that and say, oh, Sal is a hot take artist. He's not, though. Mm. I know him. I know Sal Licata.
So he really believes all these things?
The NL East is over!
Oh, no, absolutely.
He believes that. He definitely believes.
But I think he believes, I listen to him frequently, I think he believes like everything he says. I don't think I've ever listened to Sal and said, oh, he's just hot taking
it.
So,
I don't think a hot take is something you don't believe. It's just a strong opinion, or maybe you get a little ahead of yourself on a take.
See, maybe I'm interpreting it wrong. I've always interpreted the hot take as just this really strong opinion that you have no backbone on, that you really don't believe in. Like, I always believe if you have the opinion, as crazy as it is, then it's not a hot take. That's just the way I've interpreted the phrase.
Yeah,
maybe I'm wrong.
I've interpreted hot takes as meaning nobody else is saying it, and it's so off the wall that people have to pay attention.
Hmm.
Okay, but if you really do believe,
I don't think the NL East is. I don't think that's a hot take.
No, they were up by like 10 games when he said it. It was likely.
But what if you came on the radio today and said the Giants are winning the division or the Giants are going to the playoffs? Is that a strong opinion or is that a hot take?
I think if you believe it, like genuinely believe it. Right. I know that's very difficult to test, like if someone really believes something. But I think if you genuinely believe it, no.
Now, if you said the Yankees are a little brother in town, yeah, I could see where that would be more of a hot take.
Well, you yourself are a little hot take artist.
Sorry. Right.
Strong opinions.
So, I think a hot take is something that's it's not true. It's going to take a long time for us to understand whether it's true or not. And if you're right, then whatever, you were Nostradamus. If you were wrong, then people just don't respect your opinion anymore.
All I know is that tweet should be made on a shirt. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to buy that for Sal's birthday, a T-shirt of his tweet saying, "I don't do hot takes. That's a stupid phrase that makes no sense." Mm. Would he like that gift? Like you're getting Tommy Lugauer?
I'm sure it would.
Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks never ends T-shirt for his birthday. Like if I got Sal that shirt for his birthday, do you think he'd be like, "Oh, that's cool. Thanks, man."
Yeah, I don't think so. But again, that's a freezing cold take, my Brunson take. The Annalise is over is a freezing cold take.
Right? I'm not saying the Annalise is over. I'm just talking in general about that opinion about hot takes.
Yeah, I think he'd like that shirt.
Thank you. All right, let's get to the next tweet. This is from Jerry Recco. This is very timely. Oh, I gave it away.
Are you kidding
me? Wow. It only took a year for Evan to put his foot in his mouth. That's not terrible.
Are you kidding?
If you had the over, you won.
All right, now you have to read it. We won't game it. Just read it.
Find another one, Ev.
That's the first time I've ever done that.
All right, but I need to know it, so let's hear it.
Can we play the game like you didn't hear that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Make believe you didn't hear it.
Hear what?
Exactly. October 3rd, 2016. Fact of the matter is, only three things should be celebrated: a division title, winning the pennant, and winning the World Series. Mm. Who do you think posted that?
Let me get that sounds like something Recco would say.
I am anal right now.
Oh, man, yes, there you go.
I'm sorry. And finally, maybe this was a hot take. February 21st, 2025. I kind of have a feeling that the bearded Yankees are going to win it all.
What date was this?
February 21st, 2025. So this was right after, I guess, the beard announcement. I kind of have a feeling the bearded Yankees are going to win it all. Is that Chris McMonagle, Sean Morash, Evan Roberts, or Keith McPherson?
Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
Keith.
You're wrong.
Big Mac.
You're wrong.
Who? You?
The AL East is over!
Come on, Evan.
I kind of had that feeling.
Why?
Because they were changing.
Because they put beards on? Come on, dude. I'm sorry, Sean. I apologize.
No, it's okay. As you know, Tiki, I didn't even think they were making the playoffs in February.
I think that day.
But it was so outlandish. I just assumed it was you.
So you think I'm a hot take on this? Why is it outlandish to think the Yankees were going to win the World Series in
February?
Because
Sean says flippant, stupid stuff because he doesn't like the beard policy.
Oh, I got you.
Like, now they're going to win.
I remember what I thought. So I was listening to the press conference. I was analyzing everything. And I was like, you know what? So many old people are so pissed about this.
Yes,
this
were.
Was a controversial thing. And I was on the side of it's about freaking time.
Right. And now here's a question. Do we care?
No.
Exactly.
So my thought.
Do people still care? Does your dad still care?
No.
Exactly.
Not at all.
Nobody cares anymore.
He cared early when Devin Williams was blowing saves, but like that just went out the window. There became a million other things that bothered you about the Yankees.
No, I agree. It doesn't even matter anymore. But I remember at the time thinking, wouldn't it be ironic, if you will, that they're going to win the World Series and they're just going to be a bearded mess as they're celebrating.
Matter of fact, I'm angry. I forgot. We could have had really cool long playoff beards for the first time had they kept going.
Now, they did couch it with they have to be manicured.
Oh, see? I even forgot about that.
Because Paul Blackburn, who ended up on the Yankees, had this disgusting forest of a beard with the Mets. And then when he was with the Yankees, it was like a good-looking beard. Anyhow, posted and toasted every Tuesday at whatever time this is, 3:30. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Joe is in Mahwah, New Jersey. Hey, Joe.
What up, Joe?
Hey, Evan. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I want to tell you something. I love the guys that you picked for next manager, but you left one name, and I'm very surprised you left this name off the list.
Okay, go ahead.
And he's a proven winner in New York. He's not a Yankee, but Terry Collins. That's who I want to be the new manager.
The only reason I never brought up Terry Collins is I just assume he's not going to manage again. Like every name I brought up, and that was earlier in the show, you could rewind the Odyssey app to about 2:40, so it's basically an hour ago. I brought up guys that I still think want to manage, and I'll give you the names real quick again. It was Bruce Bochy, it was Brandon Hyde, it was Buck Showalter, it was Brian Snitker, and it was Mike Schilt.
Right.
Like those guys, I mean, Terry Collins hasn't managed since 2017. It's been almost a decade. I'm not using his age because, like I said about Boch, I don't think age matters. But, I mean, if you asked Terry Collins tomorrow, would you manage? I mean, maybe his answer would be yes, but I haven't heard his name linked to, like, anything.
No, I don't even know if he still wants to. And because you would hear that through the grapevine, especially with so many openings up. How many openings are there right now?
I think there's 9 now, dude.
Yeah, so if there were 9 openings, of course his name would be leaked out there, even if it was just by his agent.
Yeah, here are the nine I got. Angels, Rangers, Orioles, Twins, Braves, Nationals, Padres, Giants, Rockies.
Yeah.
Am I missing anybody? I think that's it. Nine openings, which is a third of the league.
Yeah.
And the Yankees.
Is that rare?
It feels rare. I'd have to look back in history, but nine feels like an awfully big number.
Right. I don't know if this matters and pertains to Aaron Boone. Stever really shouldn't, but the Yankees have given permission for their hitting coach, James Rousen, to interview with the Twins. That just broke. So that's a
managerial job.
Yes.
No, I mean, that's a non-lateral move. They have
right.